This program contains strong sexual content. No one under the age of 18 is permitted to listen to or download the podcast in any manner. The host, guest, and performers are all over the age of 18. Rebroadcasting this podcast in any manner is strictly prohibited without the written consent of the owners of the Hot Wife Podcast. The commentary of this program is the sole opinion of its host or guest and does not reflect that of the opinion of the Hot Wife Podcast owners, agents, or representatives. This podcast is not meant to be taken as professional advice.
Hi, this is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast, where we discuss all the good, the bad, and the really erotic of the swinger lifestyle. Hello, everybody. This is Donna Lynn, and welcome to my Hot Wife Podcast. And Vince, what is that smirk on your face?
I don't know. I'm just sitting here behind the microphone.
He has like shitty eating grin on his face. I'm like, what is going on over there?
I'm just sitting here kind of drinking my bourbon and chilling. It's actually really good bourbon.
Excellent.
You know, the playmate that just left an hour ago.
Quivering.
Was kind enough to,
bearing gifts.
He brought both of us pleasure. Me a bottle of bourbon and you an orgasm or two or three or whatever
or three
it was.
Or four.
Whatever. Who's counting?
Yeah, I'm not counting. It was all fun, all good.
Another unique
yes.
Custom video for somebody, and by unique I mean had a very strange request, but whatever.
Well, it
doesn't matter what I say.
Kind of fun because I get to do a little bit of role playing.
Yes.
And this was kind of, it wasn't like that far out, you know what I mean? You didn't want me to be like be a
sure
chicken
no.
or you know, something really bizarre or, you know, So it's within my wheelhouse of just being somebody who seduces, you know, other people. I mean, men and stuff. So it wasn't that far of a reach.
Yeah, we've talked about the custom videos and fantasy thing before, and it's always amazing to me these individuals come through and they have a very unique fantasy, and you know, you can sit there and go, oh yeah, I want to be with two women. Okay, that's generic enough. We're talking about like, well. I want you to wear lime green nail polish and be wearing a fluorescent blue with silver striped dress. And your hair has to be, three quarters of your hair has to be on one side and a quarter of your hair has to be on the other side. Your left eye has to have green eyeshadow. The other one has to have black eyeshadow.
Now you're getting a little crazy.
I sent that in to you. Why haven't you done it?
The cool thing is, it's like at least this gives them a platform to
exercise.
I'm just saying,
we've had people that are very distinct and, oh, right before you do this, I want you to say this. And you know, 2 minutes into it, you do this. And then another 3 minutes from there, you do this. Like, really? Wow, sex with that person must be tough. It's like, well, we've been doing this for 2 minutes, 30 seconds. We have to do this now or I'm going to lose my boner. So whatever.
I think it's when people try to express like what they want in the video. I guess
like a choreographer.
It was like, it
kick
is like
one, two, three, yeah. four. Swing, it is, swing. It's, quick one, two, three,
you know,
four.
The ones I love, they'll be like, okay, I want you to be in this position for, you know, X amount. And maybe then you're going to switch to this one. And don't forget all the time, I want realistic moaning. Really?
While you're looking at your watch going, okay, five, four, three, two,
it's like,
switch.
Yeah, I can do both. Yeah. Yeah, there are just sometimes
you almost need a coach on the sideline. Come on, Donna, pick it up. Let's go. Put that dick in your mouth. Come on. Come on, come on, come on. Hurry. Oh, no, stop. Quick, climb on top. Anyway.
But it is nice that they get to have their little fantasy played out for, which is kind of cool, you know, and especially when I get an email back saying, oh, my God, that was the hottest thing.
It just drives home the point, I'm not as weird as you make me out to be. In some aspects.
Okay, in some aspects. I'll give you that one.
Right, yeah, there's others that obviously I'm fucked up.
Sometimes.
Therapist. I mean, therapist go.
They're shaking their heads.
Nothing helping you. Sorry.
Too much to get.
I'm going to encourage you suicide.
God, stop it.
I actually think, yeah.
This is what you want to do?
We don't need you on this planet. Yeah, yeah, I think so. No,
thanks, Doc. That's what I'm going to do.
Hey.
Thanks. Right up there.
Thanks for the heads up. You want to reach out to us? Hotwifepodcast at gmail.com. If you want to see what Donna's doing,
it's hotwifedonnalynn.com. See all the fun content I'm making and have the fun I'm having and having orgasms.
You want to see the free swinger magazine we put out, the 50shadesofpleasure.com. There's three issues. I'm working on the fourth one now. By all means, check it out. It's on mobile device, on your computer. Just go to 50 Shades of Pleasure, spell out 50, .com. It's, there's, like I said, there's three of them. They're free. You know, email us there or whatever. If you want to write or contribute, we'd love to have you. Spunk Lube.
Guy, do you Spunk Lube? I even used some today.
Yes, you did.
I did. Mm-hmm. Hey, when you need that kind of just a little bit more, like it just felt better with just something a little bit slippery on his cock.
You ought to see the hand gestures. I know, the hand gestures.
I'm like milking his cock. Massaging
his dick right now. I'm like, Jesus sorry. Christ.
And it was, I'm glad I did deliberately left it right on the table because, you know, it's like sometimes you don't need it, but every once in a while you just need a little something. And I was like, yep, perfect. Grabbed that, rubbed it on his cock, and it was just enough to like, so when I was stroking him, it really got him hard again, which was like really cool because it was kind of like after things had gone into like a lull. So it was like, okay, I got to get you back into the groove again. So it was fun. It lasted pretty long. It was,
yeah, and then you got a second one.
And then
out
we
of
got
him.
A second wind out of him, which was
he had Spunk Lube on his penis, and you were massaging it, and he's like, going. Oh, I can go again. And this is a guy's 60s.
Yeah, he's so, no youngster.
Yeah, well, neither are we. So
yeah, that's true. In fact, yeah. I'm older than him.
Right?
Yeah, a little, by a teeny.
Maybe a year.
Bit, yeah. Okay. So I get it, but it was the thing was like when I was sucking him off at the end, I was like cleaning him up. And I was going to just like, you know, just enjoy that and let that be the end. But he started getting hard again. And it's like, all right, let's just keep going. So that was all just happened like organically, you know,
orgasmically
it ended up being. So that was really cool, you know, because I wasn't planning
he
on that.
He didn't seem to hate it too
much. No, and he kept getting harder and harder. And I was like, well, I'm not going to stop now. I don't care. Let's just keep going. This is fun. This is, you know.
Figure.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And he was like lifting his hips up into my face. Every time it was like, I thought he must have come where I thought he was ready to come like four times. Like he like lift up his hips and like squinch his like butt together.
I wasn't looking that intimately. Oh, okay. No, I really wasn't. Yeah.
No, I guess you weren't. But it was a lot of fun. It was a lot of fun. I got a chance to, you know, do something a little different and have somebody who was compatible.
Yeah, and so, you haven't played with him in almost a year.
Yeah, it's been a long, long time. So
cool.
That was fun.
All right. So the topic, you came up with this topic weeks ago, and it's been sitting in your phone for us to talk about. We just came up with other topics.
Came
in
out
meantime.
With better ones, but here we are.
Okay, so this topic is
intimacy and versus sex, and there is a difference. There's absolutely a difference.
Okay,
intimacy. Okay, I'm just going to give them a quick how I feel it is.
We have not all time in the world. It's our podcast.
Yeah, it's not a dictionary not version of
you
it.
You have 10 seconds.
Dun, 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 okay, dun, okay. Dun, dun, see, sex can be a part of intimacy, but intimacy does not necessarily need to be a part of sex. I could be intimate with somebody without having sex.
Well, intimacy is a broader word.
Much broader.
Broader. Right. Intimacy, you could have an intimate conversation with someone.
Intimate conversation, that's right. Yeah, and I think there is a crossover. You know, it's like that whole
there's
thing.
There's a overlap where sex can be intimate, and there's a conversation where intimacy can be sex.
Right.
I think.
Sex can include intimacy, but, you know.
Okay, well, define intimacy for me, your definition.
Just how I feel. It is a much broader term. You're right.
Sure.
It includes so many different facets of people, not just physical sexual. It also
yeah. I can't say Bob and I had a sex talk the other day. I can say like, that we didn't, but
you can
know where
say
I can
that.
Say we had an intimate conversation.
Intimate conversation, and,
you know, which
and
is
I
not necessarily romantic or anything else.
Doesn't necessarily
now,
need to be.
Does intimacy cover romance?
Oh, geez, that is a good question.
That's my job.
You ask the tough questions.
Answer it in the form of a question. No.
Well, that would be a tough one. Geez, yes. I mean, it's all part of that. I mean, it's yes, there but is romance.
Can contain sex, too.
It can, but I think a typical what a woman, I'm thinking from a woman's point of view, that
I hope so.
Intimacy and romance is very...
You have no penis.
I have no penis. It's very, it is more romantic. There is a lot more that the being lavished with all kinds of, you know, I'm going to use a stereotype, like the petals on the floor type of a feeling, you know, that kind of a...
How do you ride a bike with no petals?
I don't know. If somebody like threw petals on the bed, I would be like, what the hell is going on? But you know what I mean, that kind of romantic...
You wasted good flowers.
That would be something. I would say, I could just kill a romantic mood just like that.
Tell me about it.
Just like that.
Oh, I got proof.
I know you do. That's the problem. We do have proof.
But, okay, so intimacy is, define intimacy.
In a sentence.
What's your definition of intimacy?
I thought we just went over this, but okay.
I'm kind of.
Kind of?
We kind of diverted a little bit. Let's go clean shot at it.
Okay. Like I said, intimacy includes all the facets that make up a person, including the sexual one, including. Okay. So there's so many, but there's so many more things that make up a person that intimacy can be a part of. Like you said, with conversation, the verbal intimacy, there could be psychological intimacy. You know, like you said, the romance might even put a tinge in that. See, it's almost like a kaleidoscope of colors. All these emotions, they all kind of like bleed into each other. So for me to say, oh, intimacy is this, this, and this, it's like, well, it's kind of a meld of all these different things that make up a person. And sexuality is one small, teeny weeny little, you know, wedge of it when we're so much more. And all this, how I relate to you without sex being on the board can be more intimate in how I touch you. I'm going to cry.
Wow. You shouldn't be stoned when you do this.
No, if I just come up and just like touch your shoulder or how I just come up and you kind of like rub my back, just like just thinking of impulse, that is more to me, more intimate than sex.
Can I sum it up shorter than you?
Okay, go for it.
And I won't cry.
Okay,
you're about to cry.
You're about
to cry.
Okay. Like,
that's... Intimacy involves emotions and feelings. Sex doesn't.
Oh, God. You just hit the nail right on the freaking head. I went around this whole big thing and you're like...
it's a great picture you painted. It's the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you go to a bar and you pick up somebody and you go someplace and you have sex, that's what you're having, sex. You're,
right.
You know. Now, if you meet with them again and again, it could develop into intimacy.
Sure, it absolutely could.
I mean, technically, intimacy can evolve into sex, and sex can evolve into intimacy.
They can, yes. Like I said, they meld. There's a lot of overlap, so they can change and morph.
A Venn diagram.
yeah, don't want to do that.
But, yeah, no, it's intimacy is when emotions get involved.
Yes.
And feelings and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
You go from sex to making love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what we've talked about with the whole swinging world, is you can have sex with other people.
Exactly. Yes.
But you don't make love to other people.
No. Although we have heard swingers that say that they are making love to their playmates.
There are people, and we know some.
About the polyamorous.
Well, not just polyamorous, but people that have been... friends, I'll use that term,
mm-hmm.
for a long time, and they've played together for years.
Yeah, then there is a love aspect there.
Yeah, you know, there's a certain
trust,
admiration,
love. Right?
You know, so it becomes a lot more intimate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the people who host a party, they have a few friends that they play with on a regular basis,
mm-hmm.
and people that spend days there with them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. There's nothing wrong with that. But, I think that's the major difference. Where at the party, or a party, or mm-hmm. a club, or wherever, you could meet somebody and know them for 15 minutes and just go, yeah, they're hot. I'd like to fuck them.
Mm-hmm.
Or be fucked by them, or whatever the hell you do.
Right.
You know? It doesn't involve any intimacy.
No, no, you're absolutely right. You're,
you know, and that, I mean, I guess that's the way I would, my definition of mm-hmm. it is one has emotions tied to it, but there's yeah. times right. that a couple who's been together, whatever, there's times you have sex and there's times you make love. Intimacy yes. is not every time.
No,
with
no.
With everybody.
And even with a well-established relationship, it still goes into sometimes you just want that raw, down, dirty sex. I'm horny. Get over here, honey. Fuck the shit out of me. Eat my pussy.
Okay, well, we're going to wrap this up.
Okay. But you know what I'm yeah, saying. You yeah, know exactly what I mean. Yeah. And then there's other times where there's a lot more caressing and kissing and, you know.
And see, this is, again, another, I'll call it a segue for lack of a better term. Mm-hmm. Like we've talked about. People who can't, especially women, mm-hmm. can't separate, mm-hmm. you yep. know, love from sex. Well, and that's what it is. There's no, I mean, and you've already talked about how because a woman is being penetrated, mm-hmm. There tends to be a lot more emotion tied into it.
Well, think about it. You're having somebody else's appendage actually go into your body. You have a lot more skin in the game, literally.
I don't love my doctor, but I go and I get prostate exams a lot, 2 times a week.
Okay, so maybe you do know that feeling.
Yeah. No, I feel violated, but you know, doesn't call, doesn't kiss. You
no, I know, it's just awful.
You know, but
it's the same thing. You're giving of yourself, and this doctor's just taking advantage of you.
About, and then I got to pay him for it.
Exactly. Oh, what the hell's wrong with
that's
that?
It's like reverse tour.
It is. Oh, it is.
I feel so cheap.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to cry.
You're going to be violated, and you're going to be paying for it.
And you're not going to like it.
It's like, oh, that is brutal. That it's is like, torment.
Doc, do you have to check it with every finger? Isn't just one good enough?
Yeah. Can you take your watch off first? Okay. Typical things here, you know, yeah. Yeah. But yeah, so, but as a woman.
But for women who can separate that intimacy and sex, mm-hmm. and men, you know, again, we've kicked this horse to death, I think, at some points.
Yeah, I think so, like, too.
But the jealousy aspect. Man or woman, mm-hmm. if you really think your mate is going to leave you because they were given an orgasm by somebody, then there's something a lot more wrong with your relationship.
Yeah, and you know, we have said that 1,000 times. Yeah. So
it's still true.
Yeah, yeah, it hasn't changed any.
Well, it's our opinion.
Yeah, it
and
is.
Again, we're professionally nothing.
You got that right. But we just see it in other relationships. We can look around and see what other people's relationships are going through that, you know, they lack that bond that intimacy has, and the relationship was weaker for it. And of course, somebody got interested somewhere else, and their relationship is
and they want to pawn it off on the aspect, oh, they cheated on me. Mm-hmm. Well, okay, let's back up a few chapters here. What made them cheat on you? Mm-hmm. They were looking for something that you weren't giving them, and it wasn't just sex.
No, it's...
They might be looking for that intimacy.
Exactly.
You know, sex is, you know, you might go fool around one time with someone mm-hmm. to have sex. It's like, oh my God, I had to get that off.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I don't know what that's like.
But you know, if you're looking for intimacy, you know, then there's a lot more wrong. You're mm-hmm. you're stating where the state of your relationship is.
Yeah, that's very true. That's harsh, but it's true. And you're right. We've seen another, just as an onlooker to other people's relationships, and the person is cheating. You're right. It's not just about the sex they're getting from somebody else. They're getting something else. And it's, you know, how do you mend something like that? That's, I guess, what always comes down to me. Can you fix that relationship? You know?
Well, to fix any relationship, both people in the relationship have to recognize that there's a problem mm-hmm. and both have to want to fix it. Oh, and both yeah. have to be willing to change.
Yeah, that does make sense. And if you don't have those three things, it's not going to go anywhere.
Okay, so let me ask you now.
Okay.
What can couples do to add intimacy?
Wow, I'm trying to think of the things that we do to add intimacy.
So, I don't smack you around all day.
All day.
Yeah, let the bruises heal a little first.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, my God, you know, people might start to talk. They might be like, oh, he really loves her. Yeah, well, look at those bruises. You know, she's into that.
Yeah.
She's one of those. Yeah. No, look, I love holding your hand at night, you know, just the more of those intimate, just like random acts of kindness. I guess that's the easiest way to put it. Just like you come by and you like touch my shoulder, or in bed we're like, we like instinctively reach out to hold hands, you know, and I like holding your hand at night. And it's little things like that. Those seemingly innocent touchings that mean so much more, you know, just as you go by your mate, you know, just patting her on the butt or, you know.
If
just,
she likes that. Some women get offended by that.
Whatever.
How you do it. Yeah, if you wind up and like
some kind of touching, I guess I'm just being more specific, but some kind of random touch.
Touch the back of your head and make you suck my dick.
That would say so much to me.
See?
See the intimacy, Vince. Like, you just
I sit there and tell you, stop dry heaving. Just put it in your mouth.
Yes, the romance is not dead here, folks. Not even a little bit. Yep, okay. But I mean, it's those little things like you do a little kindness for me. You come into the bedroom with a cup of coffee every once in a while when I happen to sleep.
If I'm up before
you. Yeah, yeah. I'm just little things like that.
If you need to sleep, I want you to sleep. But
those little things, I think, help instill those little acts of intimacy.
I appreciate you pumping me up here, but I wasn't asking like,
no.
What do I do? I was just saying.
No, that just happens to be the things that I don't know what other couples do to increase their intimacy. Sure. I have no clue. Mm-hmm. This is what I see that is going on in our relationship that I find very positive. Mm-hmm. And it's something that's easy to do. I don't have to really think about it. I can just come up and I like giving you a random kiss and it makes the dogs nuts. They cannot hug or kiss. So we have to have our love on the run. It has to be on the down low. Nobody can know about our love, otherwise
canines adults, forbid our love.
They come like right between us, so we're like, we have to be on the sly, and I can like give you a little kiss and a little hug. It's like, and I watch, oh, is he looking? Is he no good? I can get some more hugs. But there's those stupid little things that give us that bond. And both of us were both chuckling over it because of something what we do every morning. It's a little
we tie fun. The dogs up outside. It's like finally
time. Yeah, it's true. I mean, if somebody has to find their I want to steal a quote from Waiting, but I don't know if anybody's going to understand it. Everybody needs your own, and this is a quote from the movie, your own penis showing game. And if you ever watch the movie, it is the quintessential, the thing that makes you want to pursue your life, that ball, that energy, whatever that is, that penis showing games that made everything in your life really work well. Like he was talking about in reference to the movie, how the clientele had gone down, blah, blah, blah. But they created this penis showing game, which made everybody more engaged, more intimate.
It bonded them.
That's the whole thing. And then, you know, everything's picked up. So in essence, everybody else needs to find their own penis showing game, something that does our bond, our stupid sense of humor and little tricks we play on each other. That's our penis showing game, stealing my pillows. You know, it's every now and then I catch you, man. I go to lay down. I'm like, oh, I said something smart to him. My pillow is going to be so gone. Do other couples have this? I have no idea. I just know it really works for us. I crack up every time. Like I try to explain to people the pillow is stealing, and people are like, they just shake their head. Like I have no idea what you're talking about. It's like, okay, that's just our banter, our fun, our little game that we play.
The same banter we have on the show. We have all the time.
It gets worse sometimes.
This is nothing different. This is no act or whatever.
Oh, God,
this is how we are.
It's a sad truth.
Yeah, but it's our penis showing game.
It's our penis showing game.
Like you said, there's a movie called Waiting. Don't see Waiting 2 or whatever it is. But just see Waiting.
It's old.
A funny. It's an old movie.
Ryan Reynolds and Justin Long.
I think it's like 2000 or something.
Yeah, it's really old.
It's a corny, funny movie. I'd say it's an equivalent of like back in the '80s, those old
right
comedy. Use the term loosely kind of thing, but it's really good. But check it out; it's an interesting movie.
If you ever worked in the restaurant chain business, the chains though, I worked at a. Can I say the name?
Yeah.
the Denny's. I was a dishwasher.
You're not bashing.
I just worked there, right? And I was a dishwasher overnight. I did the graveyard shift. So, like, all those scenes there, I'm going, yes, that was us getting high in the walk-in cooler. I mean, that was us. It was terrible. It was just, we were like the worst bunch on the graveyard shift. And that movie was just rang with me because of that, you know?
Well, getting back to the topic.
Sorry,
That's fine. I think one of the things that makes our relationship so unique and special is we were best friends before we were anything.
You know, that's another
and
type
we
of...
We had built this banter up before there was anything...
As well as trust. Yeah. And we had, an intimacy even...
Well, I think...
Again,
speaking to couples or people, you know, someone single looking to be a couple...
Mm-hmm.
I think one of the most important things in a relationship, besides communication, besides trust, those two are the top things. With what I'm going to say, it ties right in with them, is your significant other, whatever that may be, needs to be your best friend, needs to be someone you want to spend as much time with as you can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you've said that quite a few times.
You should be anxious to get home from work to talk to them or see them, you know? To call them once during the day while you're at work, if you can, and just say, hey, how you doing? I was thinking about you. How's your day going?
See, that's all that intimacy, that constant.
Well, and that's what I'm getting at. Is
touching it, as it were.
The best friends part of a relationship,
mm-hmm.
You know, again, as much as we like to talk about the activities in the bedroom, you spend far more time with your significant other outside the bedroom. We've said that before, too.
Yeah, we have.
You know. When you see couples that are out to eat and they don't say two words to each other, you know, when they're walking around the stores and they're not really talking or whatever, it's just like, you know.
That always makes me sad.
Yeah. In the meantime, you can't shut me the fuck up. But so
that's fine. I don't mind.
Yeah. But no, it mean, if you're not married yet, make sure the person you marry, and again, I went through this with my daughter.
Mm-hmm.
She's now separated, and unfortunately, living with us, unfortunately, and puts a quip in the style.
It surely does.
I had told her that, you know, before you marry someone, make sure that you're as close to as 100% compatible as you can be, because as you grow.
Mm-hmm.
Person you are at 25 is not who you are at 30. Who you are at 30 is not at 35, and
boy,
so on.
Ain't
so
that
on.
The truth? You're preaching to the choir here with that one.
As I'm saying, and you will grow apart. Just the severity in which you separate is different according to the couple.
Mm.
You know, both of you have a factor in that separation of, you know, how you grow. I think weird enough. I'm not trying to toot our horn, but I think we've grown closer.
Well, see,
I think our degrees of separation are probably less now than when we got together.
Oh, I agree 100%. We're with each other quite a bit. Both of us working from home, that has a lot to do with it. Yeah. And I think other couples have that to deal with. That help the I should say it hurts being intimate, because if you're working like all kinds of weird schedules, you don't see each other. So we're just really lucky that.
But you all have to own your part of the relationship.
Right. You may have to jump that extra
everything.
That extra,
you know, but anyway, so make sure that the person you, if you're going to be getting married or whatever, is as close to 100% as you can get. And again, really evaluate the time outside the bedroom, not in the bedroom. The bedroom helps. Don't get me wrong. That's the whipped cream on the ice cream.
Oh yeah.
But you know, sometimes you don't have to have the whipped cream. You know, sometimes things happen to people, and all of a sudden, sex is off the table completely.
No whipped cream.
I'll go get some.
You're absolutely right.
You know, make sure you're, you know, on the as close to center as you can be.
Well, here's one quick question. I was just thinking, we were talking about this, and I hope this isn't like too off base. I think too that when people get together and maybe there's something about them that doesn't quite click, or maybe it's like an annoyance, they always think the other person is going to change. Oh, if I marry him, he's going to change for me. That's definitely.
You're not changing anybody. Well, you might, but it's going to be destructive.
I think it's just a natural.
Unless you're changing them because, like, well, I know he's got a drug habit.
Well, okay, something like that.
Stop smoking.
But since we've been living together, I won't say out before that. I think I've changed so much to kind of like not accommodate you. That would be the wrong word, but you know,
tolerate me.
Tolerate you. There you go. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you very much. See, and you had to, you know, kind of make some minor changes to deal with my annoyances. And he has told me several times, like, Donna, you're annoying me. Right? It was just the other, we were shooting together.
I don't sugarcoat it.
You're being annoying.
That's what people either love. People either love about me or hate about me. I will not piss on your back until you're training.
Alrighty then. I guess I'll have to change my behavior.
Tell you to calm down. Stop stressing small stuff.
True. Yeah. True.
Matching glasses.
I like matching drinking glasses. Okay.
It's important.
It is. It's one of my fetishes. Jesus Christ. Okay.
So that's our topic.
Our ramble on it?
Well, no, it's important. I mean, yeah, don't confuse sex for intimacy.
Mm-hmm. No.
Intimacy should be your ultimate goal in a relationship. In a swinging scenario, you just want sex.
Yeah. Sex and people that you like. You don't have to like just, it's just sex. Well, I mean, usually you like
you
them.
There's sex with is
there's
your
chemistry.
Call.
Yeah.
It's your call.
Yeah. There's usually something there.
There is, you know, people that you enjoy playing with that I don't necessarily care for, but it's fine. I don't have to touch them.
And you don't. That's fine. All right.
But, you know, so, yeah, so this isn't just swinging kind of thing. The show is also for the monogamous relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I think it could help across the board, actually.
But, intimacy is far more important than the sex.
I couldn't agree more.
Sex is good, you know.
Like you said, it's
fun
it's the cherry on the cake. It's the whipped cream.
Yeah.
But that's off the table.
After the cake, you know, if you really just want something light and airy that doesn't really sustain anything with sugar, go for the sex. But you know, if you want, you know, and there's times just for whipped cream.
Oh,
you know, the swinging parties. That's all you want is you're there for whipped cream. But that
I'm literally there for whipped cream.
Yeah. But you know, what you do and talk about with your significant other. Mm-hmm. That's the intimacy. I mean, like we've talked about again, you know, you play with others at the parties or shooting stuff or whatever. It's all erotic and fun. You have fun, everything else. But then when you and I get together and play after all that and you get de-loused, you know,
then
it's more erotic. We talk about how, what was a turn on to you? What was a turn on to me? And it pulls us closer.
I agree. It does increases the intimacy. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It absolutely does.
So.
I think we've beat this one.
Driven?
It's dead.
All right. So again, I want to thank everyone for listening. If you want to reach out to us again, hotwifepodcast@gmail.com. And.
Should I do my shameless plug?
Please do.
You can check out all the little naughty things I'm doing at hotwifedonnalynn.com. And takes you to all the different platforms I'm on and all the different crazy stuff I'm doing. So check me out.
Again, the Free Swinger Magazine. And actually have a lot of subscribers to it already. And it's free.
Yeah.
There's nothing you're paying for.
Right.
Please check it out. Love to have people submit articles or, questions or whatever. You know, if you want to write a story, write an experience. Write the erotic experience you had. Love to put it in there. We won't use your name, you know. Yes. So love to have it. So, again, that's info@50shadesofpleasure.com. With that, I'm going to say goodbye. Until next time.
Okay. Have a great night, everybody.